May we always see the radiance of God's love all around us. Amen. Imagine Jesus saying, "Come with me." And we say, "Okay." And he leads us to a very big mountain. And then he says, "Let's go up." And we're like, "Up there? Yes." "Way up there? Yes." And off Jesus and us go. Then we discover that we have on this mountaintop, way up high, Moses, Elijah, Jesus, and a few disciples. Now, I am often in awe of Moses and a bit envious. Every time Moses went up a mountain, he has these amazing experiences with God. And he never leaves empty-handed. He gets staffs, tablets, what he needs to do next, and how to do it. He even leaves visibly changed by God, with his face radiant and dazzling. From the moment Moses says yes to God, admittedly and willingly, and with much prodding from God, his life changes. So here's Moses, who's representing the law, and Elijah, who's representing the prophets, having a conversation with Jesus. Like, "Hey, it's been a while. What's up?" Is it any wonder the disciples just stood there amazed? For the disciples and for us, the transfiguration is a sign that the light of Christ glows in our hearts, makes us as witnesses to hope and to the resurrection that ushers in love and forgiveness. Jesus' transfiguration helps us envision God drawing us toward hope made visible when the veil of this world's temptations are removed. I'd like to share about an event I went to this past Thursday evening. I went and heard Kevin Hines speak at the Gates Chi-Lai High School field house. And Kevin shared his story about his mental illness of bipolar disease and his journey to mental wellness, hope, and resiliency. In September 2000, Kevin Hines leapt off the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's a method of a suicide attempt that has resulted in death for most of the 2,000 people who have made that jump since the bridge was built in 1937. And every 7 to 10 days, someone will attempt to jump off this bridge. Kevin is only one of 36 people to have survived the fall. And Kevin shared that the moment his hands left the railing, he instantly regretted the decision to jump. He shared about his bus ride to the bridge, crying on the bus, shouting he didn't want to die, how not one person asked him if he was okay. He shared about walking past tourists and police officers with tears streaming down his face. No one asked if he was okay. He shared how he found out the Coast Guard was able to get to him before he drowned in the water. A woman had seen him jump, and she called her friend in the Coast Guard, who happened to be on the boat that retrieved him from the water. He shared about how he learned that a sea lion kept buoying him up in the water when he couldn't anymore because his spine was shattered and it had him paralyzed from the waist down. And how a world-renowned spinal surgeon decided to stay even though his shift was over and he was heading home, and who invented a new technique that restored his ability to walk as he was doing this 10.5-hour surgery. Kevin survived. And in time, He realized that he could manage his mental illness, and with this realization, he began to find meaning in his survival. Kevin has become an advocate for those with mental illness. He has become a voice between the many family and friends and their loved ones who have attempted or committed suicide. Kevin works to explain what the unimaginable suffering of mental illness is like, and he opens himself to questions for those left behind, wondering why, what could they have done to help. Kevin shared important messages about coping and seeking support networks to bolster us through crisis, to find one's purpose and meaning in surviving and thriving. He shared about never give up looking for one's why. Why live today? Then towards the end, he quoted Master Ogwe from Kung Fu Panda. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it a present. His final message was to see the beauty in living, see one's life as a present, a gift, a blessing. Jesus' transfiguration is the climax of the time after Epiphany, a final glorious manifestation of the mystery of Jesus Christ. When heaven touches earth, the ordinary becomes extraordinary. Human life is transcended and transfigured, the epiphany of epiphanies. We are continuously being invited into something greater than ourselves. Jesus invites us to see himself within our own lives, to see how we can transcend what is before us and visibly change the lives of those around us. Amen. Thank you.